This is the ColoradoHockey.com podcast brought to you by ABSFAM, ABSFAM.com. The coolest hockey shirts you can't find anywhere else because they're not available anywhere else. ABSFAM.com. Today, this pod is taken over by Sarah and Liz in a podcast we affectionately call Sarah and Liz Watch Hockey. Without further ado, Sarah and Liz.
Come on, chitlins. Let's do it. Let's get it. Let's go.
This is going to make this real interesting.
Let me just jump back in to set this up a little bit. If you're expecting structure, probably not.
Goalies!
Oh, it's a pony!
And there's going to be some challenges with the sinking of the feet.
I have Mosier talking to me right now. Well, I guess it's not Mosier.
Just think of this as a reality show where we drop them off in the middle of technology and see if they can find their way out.
That was porn. It's porn.
I wish I could hockey like that.
Spoiler alert. Something happens 5 seconds before you see it. No!
And I just lost Liz from the recording. Because that's how this night is going. First her mic fails, then the delay, all of the things.
I'll be honest with you. It might be more fun than anything I've ever done. It's natural, authentic, genuine. It's 100% Liz and Sarah. So again, without further ado, here they are.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know what the fuck is going on with my internet, man. I know what's going on.
I mean, it hates you, apparently.
Apparently everything hates me. It's fine. Whatever.
That's fair. YOLO. You know what I don't hate? This blackberry lemon sour. It's really good. You would like it a lot.
I'm gonna have to go buy one. Thanks a lot.
I'm 0% sorry. 0%.
I'd roll up my sleeves, but I'm wearing a t-shirt, so.
Well.
He has like a badge. Apparently it's for Liberty Mutual, and it's called the Limu Emu.
That's interesting. I don't understand this.
I mean, it's an emo. It's an emo. Wow.
Talking okay. is fun.
Whatever. I'm new here. It's fine.
I mean, aren't we all?
I mean, we could be. Is your commercial still going? Jesus. How long are your commercial breaks, I say, as I'm watching a commercial break?
I have no idea. You're asking the girl who forgot that your TV is not connected to your internet, so...
I mean, it kind of is. It is a smart TV. You should be back here in a couple seconds.
Yep. Yes, there we go.
So,
I'm seeing AT&T building in Dallas.
Yeah. Or close enough.
Yeah.
Not too far off.
Are you a little bit ahead of me still?
I think just a little bit, maybe just a few seconds, not much.
Cool.
I see Lauren. She just popped up. Hi, Lauren. What's good?
I just got Lauren.
Nope. Maybe I'm like 10 seconds ahead of you. I don't know. Can't be that much
so
ahead of you.
So the necklace that she's wearing, Taylor and Megan and Adrian and Janae gave that to her.
What's on it?
I think it says Go Abs Go, but I'm not 100% sure.
So oh, that's cute.
Are you drinking tonight?
No. I mean, yes, but not what you get. I have to drink a recovery supplement.
Beautiful.
Like I said, actual 5 miles is very different than treadmill 5 miles.
Yes, this is true.
By roughly a mile different. So that's me.
I'm used to it. Super duper used to it.
Our standings make me feel kind of sad.
Really sad. Although, Coyotes play tonight, too.
I think they were down. I don't know. Let's ask the magical iPhone of magic and happiness what's going on.
iPhone of magic and happiness?
Dude, I love my phone, okay? We're besties. His name is Lazarus.
My phone's being a dick, so I am not in the iPhone crew right now.
Fair enough. Yeah. My name is Lazarus because when I was doing inventory, it jumped off the top shelf and survived.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, they're down. Phoenix, or I guess Arizona now, sorry, is down 2-1 in the second period.
That. I'm not sure I trust the Panthers, but...
Maybe if you meow at them hard enough, they'll pay attention to what you want them to do.
No, because remember, when we meowed at CC, they lost, like, miserably, so.
Okay, let's,
Should we woof at the Coyotes?
I was my next train of thought. We should find out.
Or howl, I guess. Coyotes don't woof, they howl.
I don't know.
They have to make
some kind of noise, right?
Yes.
Dude, Mosher really does look really concerned. Jesus.
Yes. Aw, Ian Cole.
Ian Cole's a homie. I love him.
Good dude, most of the time. He still needs to learn how not to take a stupid penalty.
I mean, in Landy's absence, someone has to do it.
I mean, he's been doing it with Landy there.
I mean, Landy hasn't, so... Someone's got to fill those stupid penalty shoes, bro.
I will grant this. Oh, I never actually watched most of these highlights from the last game, and I'm really sad.
I haven't either. Hi, Segs, what's good?
Dude, did you see that they frickin' put an offer on the table? Well, the rumor is they put an offer on the table for Varley.
Who?
The Avs.
Why would we do that?
I don't know, but we're stupid.
Oh.
Like, what are we planning on doing? Like, realistically, what are we planning on doing?
I mean, is there anything we could? I don't know. I mean, I would get to say 5-hole a lot in one season. That's fun.
I mean, except that also comes with a lot of losing.
I mean, but 5-hole.
But losing. I'm not going to say it. I was going to say something really mean, and I stopped myself.
What if we have, like, a winning attitude, bro? That's all that matters.
if all we needed was a winning attitude, we'd have the Stanley Cup, but then I realized who we are.
I mean, I don't know. I have a winning attitude. I win the Stanley Cup. Boom. What's good?
Wouldn't that be great? I love it.
It would. I would eat SpaghettiOs out of it, and I would make ramen in it. And by ramen, I mean, like, I would literally go buy 50-cent ramen and then just pour it in there.
Yes, I mean,
because we're classy up in here.
I mean, yes, but can we also go get Uncle Ramen and put it all up in there?
I mean, that has to be bigger than the Uncle Bowls, right?
I mean, I would hope so.
So maybe we can work out a deal where we're like, listen, we'll bring our own bowl, and you're gonna hook it up.
Yeah, I like it. No egg, because that shit's gross.
Bean sprouts on the side, because texture is weird.
Yes. And put all the chicken on that side of the bowl.
Oh, we could also put chicken on the side.
Yes. But it's better when it's all soaked in the broth and shit, so.
That's
even
true.
Even though I don't eat most of it, but whatever. Just looking like out for you.
Solid homie there, bruv.
Always. Okay, you're not explaining these commercials to me, and I'm really sad.
It's because they're all stupid right now. Like, apparently...
I don't watch enough of the away games to know what the stupid commercials are anymore, which actually makes me really happy.
I don't either. I'm never home.
I mean, fair.
I think it's a BMW ad, but apparently this BMW can travel across space-time and end up in, like, 50 different countries at, like, 10 different time periods. And may or may not pick up weird school children that may or may not be bitten by a dog.
Well then, that's intriguing, I suppose.
it was really stupid. I don't want a BMW any more now than I did before.
I like BMWs. I had a BMW as my very first car. Thank you very much.
I'm not saying I have anything wrong with BMWs. I just don't want one.
Ooh, hello, Ian Cole, right into the boards. Woof. That's a lot of smash. I like that.
Smashing is neat.
Yes.
Aw, Mika, the baby.
What a giraffe.
I love him so much.
He's so cute. He didn't get any good tongue out footage, though. That's depressing. Puck's about to drop. There we go.
Yeah, I think I'm 3 seconds ahead of you.
Fuck. So my mom listened to the podcast that Cam and I did, and the only response that I get is, your father says watch your language because the internet is forever. Fucking Iron Man, I'm telling you.
Well, watch your language, young lady. Captain America is offended.
My father is something else, man.
Dude, I think your dad is one of the greatest gifts that the human race has ever received.
I mean, I would not disagree with this. He's pretty delightful.
Dude, watching Itty Bitty try to hit people is quite comical. Because he saw. That was shenanigans.
Ooh, yep. Awesome.
Oh, this is gonna be so much fun.
I'm offended. Oh shit. Make that go away.
Make what go away? Is it an ad? Is it a questionable ad?
No. It's a questionable human in green by the name of Blake Como.
Coo coo.
Oh goodness. Wow.
I don't know if I'm gonna be able, I don't know if I'm gonna be able to refrain from the nicknames. I just need you to know.
Okay, to be fair, I did share some of them. So.
Oh, I heard. You didn't even share the best ones, which is what's really funny.
Which do you consider the best ones?
Willie's is pretty great.
Okay, yeah. I was trying not to be rude, but I mean, that one's going to have to come out, I'm sure, during this game.
Oh, it's going to come out.
Yep. You're welcome, Avs fam. We're going to share the rest of the insulting nicknames with you tonight by accident.
I mean, you can say it's an accident all you want. We all know it's going to be on purpose. It's a choice.
No, you know things just fall out of my mouth without my permission.
That's unfortunate. You should get that looked at.
Probably.
Oh, shit.
I only shared one of Sodes' nicknames, too.
Also not the best one.
I know. I am.
It's
also
better than Soda Pop.
But that's stupid. Whoever came up with that is dumb.
I know. It's like Soda Pop triggers me. Mm-hmm. Triggers me to want to run you over with a motorcycle.
That's very specific. One of the mammoth motorcycles.
I mean, as long as we don't, damage the turf, because I'm sure that's expensive.
I mean, I didn't say we had to use the motorcycles on the turf. Oh, fuck. Okay, we're good.
We don't use motorcycles on our toes. That's how you get broken feet.
I meant turf, and then I got distracted because we tried really hard to get the puck to Sagan, and I'm not okay with that.
I mean, ooh, is it his reward for existing today? Because I'm into that.
What?
Dude, their goalie's like 50 feet tall. Jesus Christ, on a head basket.
Like a lot.
He's from here, though. He's from Highlands Ranch. Funny. Literally someone I used to work with, her mom was his teacher. And apparently he's like the sweetest human ever.
I mean, but he's big and he's a goalie and I hate him. For now. Hi, how about you talk, okay. Toast?
Why are you accusing him of doing things that he never does? That's rude.
I am asking him to do things that he never does. Good lord. Who was that just hit? Was that Ryan Graves? That was a good hit. I don't know, I saw a 7.
I would rewind, but then we'd be even farther off, and it would be really weird.
Hilarious. It was! I think it was. Doughboy. Yeah.
Did you call him Doughboy?
Tall boy.
I'm like, no.
He is not doughy.
I was like, absolutely not.
Yeah, tight. I actually just watched Tyson do some defense. I am surprised.
It's been happening a lot. You watch yourself.
I am legally required to shit talk Tyson Berry. Come on. You know this.
That's fair.
If I don't, he plays
Ben bad. Bishop. Ben Bishop kind of looks like an elf.
He totally does.
Do you think he gives candy to small children?
Yes. But maybe only on Halloween.
I mean, it could be creepy otherwise.
Cool. Good luck. What?
I'm really excited to, like... Okay, so, like, Between the Pipes is, like, you play a physical game on us and we magically, like, forget how to play hockey.
Not wrong.
Like, Dallas is playing, like, physical right now and we're hanging. I'm pretty impressed.
So far.
Oh, look it! The child just hit someone. Neat. He did. I mean, it was more like they kind of ran into him and they're a nice turnover.
Yeah,
I recognize that.
Now. Unless you're talking after the fact, which is also entirely possible.
No, it's not our turnover.
No,
it's Dallas passing it literally right to us. And I'm like, that's neat. I recognize that move. A lot of people I love do that.
Bunny has been doing that a lot lately.
Literally no one is as bad as McKinnon at turnovers right now.
No,
I swear
it actually
to God.
Is true. I was looking at the stats the other day because somebody was crying about somebody, since, you know, half of what I do at work is talk to people about the Abs.
Yes. Which is all you really need to do, if we're honest.
But I was looking at the stats, and McKinnon is our highest offender on turnovers, or at least one of them.
Goddamn.
Okay, now I have to pull it up. Okay, and open up the other computer.
I'm not saying I'm always right, but I'm saying I'm pretty fucking right.
Well, but he also has a really good... so the giveaway versus takeaway proportion, he's really good. So he has a lot of takeaways, too. So it evens out, I suppose, in the stats world. But the stats are not always the thing that you care about, obviously.
I mean, it might even out in the stats world, but it doesn't mean it's going to even out. And I'm going to turn over it right outside the blue line zone.
Yeah. I'm aware of that.
I don't think I'd have a problem if he picked, like, not shitty spots to do it. I'm all for equal opportunity turnovers. Oh, that was neat. Dude, he would have just fallen down. He just could have pushed it.
If he had stopped. Oh, there you go.
Rude. Nico got there you go. Yes, he did. Oh. Aw, Miko, he's so cute. I can't
remember what site I was looking at. God damn it. I really liked what I was looking at.
Dude, how is our power play number 8?
Are you serious?
Yes, we are at 22%. That is some bullshit. Like, oh my god. I'm not sure what to say that because I vehemently disagree. But I guess stats don't lie.
Literally what we were just talking about. And they do.
I mean, as being a scorekeeper for the DWHL games, I mean, the shots are pretty just much made up anyway.
I know, it's like whose line is it anyway.
So
that's me tonight. I have to scorekeep tonight. Oh, I distrust. Damn it.
I distrust any like shot keeper. Oh, and I'm like, nope, you're just making it up.
Oh yeah.
You're going to sit there and drink your soda.
The stats list that I was looking at says that Tomato has one shot and one goal in his time in the NHL. And Graves has
amazing.
5 shots and 3 goals.
I like those odds.
I do too. No wonder I like him, right?
Put some tomato sauce on that goal, why don't you?
Someone's gotta. Not like the game's gonna do it.
I mean, he's just naked noodles, that's fine.
Naked noodles. I dare you to call him that next time you see him.
Don't test me, ho.
I mean, it's not a test because I know you'll do it.
Oh, I'll do it.
I know.
Oh my god, are you ready for the play that we've never seen before? Oh my god, they didn't do it. I'm shocked.
What? What?
I know. That's I'm actually shocked.
I mean,
although we did.
What?
I'm shook.
Bunny.
What you do? I mean, thank. Okay, good. Okay, go. Go faster. Thanks, fam.
Come on. Move your butt. I know you can go faster than that.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Can you confirm that with science?
Yes. I mean, probably not.
Oh, that was such a good play. Why did I not? Oh, because it's toast. Just kidding.
And Worthless Willy. So.
God damn it, Worthless Willy. I swear to God, if he pigeons that, I'm going to be so mad.
God damn it. Why?
Any day, you know, it's fine. Oh, but that's icing because the guy was out of the box. That's neat.
That's delightful. And there it is for me. Yay, being behind.
Oh, that's some bullshit, Ben Bishop. You suck. I'm salty.
Oh, you dumb fuck. Off of the end of his stick?
I don't even know if it was off the end of the stick. Like, I feel like he just put a finger out and he's just like, eh.
With his pinky?
Yes. I mean, it's Ben Bishop. Dude, his pinky's probably as thick as we are. Come on now.
I mean, he's a very large man.
And it's probably taller than we are, so.
That's not saying much, though.
I mean, no. When it comes to orders, we're not exactly tall.
Okay.
Oh, that's Nate. Wow. Come on, child. Oh, come on. Are you shitting me? That's stupid. I hate everything.
He just shot on my end. God damn it. What the fuck, kiddo?
I'm a triggered. We triggered on this side of the couch. Not only that, Ben Bishop's a freak of nature and had to get the goddamn rebound, too. I'm so mad. I wish he had a glass groin, too. Because that would have broken it.
Stats that I finally found?
Yes.
So, as far as giveaways on our team, the top offender is Nathan MacKinnon with 53.
Jesus Christ. Is that like in the last week or all time?
Over 73 games played.
Okay.
You want to hear who our number two offender is?
Probably Tyson.
Actually, it's a tie.
Is it really?
It's a tie. It's not Tyson, but it's a tie between two people.
Who?
Landy.
Jesus.
And Ian Cole.
Jesus.
Do you want to know how many? Do you remember? Do you remember how many Nathan MacKinnon had?
53.
Yeah. 53. Landy and Ian Cole are tied at 42. That is 11 fewer than Nathan MacKinnon.
That's like one game's worth at this point, dude.
I know.
And it's going to sound like I just don't like Nathan MacKinnon, but I fucking love that child. But dude, like seeing him play in Vegas, it was like every time he touched the puck, it was a turnover. And I'm like, that's cute.
He keeps getting ahead of himself.
You're so neat.
And it's annoying.
Well, all we need is rocket propelled pucks and he'll be fine.
I mean, yeah, exactly. That's totally illogical.
That's exactly. Right? Yes. It's the only way to make the game fair for him. Because the puck is just too slow.
We're such a fast team. We're so fast.
It's not MacKinnon's fault he's too fast for the puck. It's the puck's fault it's too slow.
Right. That's how this fucking works.
I mean, if I had my way, that is actually how it would work.
Yes, but if you had your way, there would be a lot of things different.
You're not wrong. Only tiny people could be goalies.
Yes.
Like, you have to be under 5'5 to be a goalie.
I like this rule. Do we have anybody in the NHL who would actually be able to play right now?
I mean, I don't care what anybody says. Martin St. Louis was not 5'7". I was taller than him.
That's amazing.
Like, I think I actually have a picture of me standing next to him. That was a wide open breakaway, you child. Oh, I'm triggered. Come on. Oh, come on. Oh, okay. Bruh. Continue.
So, I sorted by takeaway versus giveaway, and you want a higher number, right? Because you want more takeaways than you do giveaways.
Yes.
Guess who our leader is?
If it's K, I swear to God.
It's not. He is number... K is like, number 14. Tied with Lane, actually.
Oh, God bless. Of course they are.
Yep. Yep. Actually, also tied with Nathan MacKinnon. and Derek Johnson.
That's neat. Are we talking about a forward here, or is it a defenseman? Yes,
it's forward.
Will it be
proportion?
Would it be someone? Is it Soda Butt?
No,
because I feel like it's
number five.
Oh, I feel like it should be Soda Butt. It's probably going to be Mikko because he's just Mikko.
Miko's tied for seventh with Spork and Worthless Willie and Ghetto.
Jesus, what line are they on? I'm running out of people here. Are you? They're not what?
They were up for a minute.
Is it Tomato?
Do the thing! God fucking damn it. No, it's actually not Tomato.
She's like, I swear to God, if his one shot and one goal are going to result in no giveaways and one takeaway, it's some stupid thing. That's not fair. Who is it?
AJ Greer.
Oh, God.
Four takeaways and one giveaway. Guess who the close-ish second is?
Who?
You're going to hate your life.
I already hate my life. It's fine.
It's Toth.
No! Oh, I hate his life. I don't hate my life.
His TAGA is 3.4.
What the?
Nathan MacKinnon's is 0.8.
Oh, jeez. Oh, bleed! Bleed! Punch yourself, bleed.
Come on. Come on.
Why does no one...
He is, wait.
Is he? Is he bleeding?
His nose looks bloody from my shitty feed.
I couldn't tell.
God, fucking commercial break.
That one actually was a good commercial break. That was Chicago and the Avs fighting. That was neat.
I mean, I don't get any of these, so...
We're at a Volkswagen commercial now with this ginger guy and this dark-haired secretary-looking mom chick. Oh, and the dad, he just left. Looking at some silver Volkswagen. Oh, he confused. Oh, and now mom's over here with coffee. He looks very confused. I don't know why he's confused. I mean, she has legs. She can walk. I also don't have the sound on, so I actually have no context for what's going on.
That is most excellent.
Oh, that's a... Okay, that's a blackhead sucker outer that definitely looked like a dildo at first.
I mean, multifunctional?
I sure hope not. That is not how that works. Those are actually really cool. Like, dermatologically speaking, that's a big word. Yeah,
that is.
But the problem is they don't tell you what you have to do. Is like you have to sit and kind of steam your face for like 5 minutes because it opens your pores. That's the only way it's going to work.
Yes, fair. So apparently, Lauren just announced where she's going.
Is she going to CBS?
No, she's going full time for NHL Network.
Oh, good for her. Oh,
that's a pretty big deal.
I'm happy for her. That's awesome.
Yeah. She's a good human.
She's delightful.
I'll miss her. I didn't like her at first. I don't know why, but she grew on me very, 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 very quickly. But also,
she's very nice.
Julie. What? Who said that?
I wasn't going to say. I think it was the elephant that ran under the couch.
Mm-hmm. Too bad I'm upstairs with no couch in sight.
I mean, how do you know I'm not on the couch? I'm not on the couch.
I like that was all one word.
Oh, as he didn't bleed. God, I will punch him and make him bleed. None of us are ever going to bleed. Jesus.
No.
What you got for me, Brass?
This is a weird camera angle. I don't think I like it. It's kind of making me want to puke.
Don't puke. I mean, you're by yourself. You can puke. I don't care. Just don't puke on me. And you probably shouldn't puke in your beer. That'd be a waste.
I mean, my beer's not actually in my hand at the moment, so... Smart. Move the puck better!
Finish! You need... I think people forget that Bishop doesn't have a humongous big fire hole.
Fuck! God damn it, kiddo. You gotta get something here, bud. Not like right this sec. Fuck you too, Bishop! Don't make that face.
Someone's triggered. Trigger warning. Bishop's face.
Well, he made the what the fuck face. Like, did
Maybe
you see
he farted.
That?
How do you know?
What?
I mean, I could rewind, but then I'd be farther behind you, and I like finding out things 2 seconds ahead of time.
I mean, I'm not opposed to you being not ahead.
What? Oh my god, shocking. It's a play I've never seen before, ever.
Oh, the drop pass. Fucking hell. I mean, it is K this time.
Oh, because that makes it so much better.
Right. 86% of the time, it gets us in the zone, guys.
That's not wrong, though. That's what's really frustrating, is he's not wrong.
He still owes us some stats. FYI. Just by the way. I don't think we're ever going to get him, but...
Probably not.
He did promise us.
Come on. Come on, Bun Bun. Do it. Yeah. Get it. What you gonna do? What you gonna do? You're gonna do nothing. That's what you're gonna do. How is our power play 8th in the NHL? How?
I don't know. How? Is everybody else that much worse? Like, how bad do they have to be for us to be 8th?
Oh, that was so unfortunate. But see, what's really funny, though, is like... we'll go and do really well, and then we'll just be really dry for like a long time.
Damn it, toast!
I want to act like I've never heard that before.
I know, right?
I'm probably the number one perpetrator of that. In fact,
scared. God damn it!
Disappointed, but not. Ooh. Is Pigeon still four? What number is Pigeon now?
15.
Oh. Damn, I was almost about to call Jamie Ben Pigeon.
Poor little guy. That's a huge insult.
I mean, is it though?
I mean.
Pigeon score goals.
But contextually, we're calling him Pigeon because of Pigeon, not because goal Pigeon.
That's true.
And there is a difference. What the That's fuck? Jesus Christ, we just got lucky.
Rather be lucky than good some days.
I mean.
And Worthless Willy falls for no reason.
Shocker.
As you do.
Swear to God.
He's such a nice human, though.
I know. I love him.
Oh, we kept it in. Yay! That was neat. Oh, and it's still in. How? What? Sorcery is
that? Dude, I love Rangrave's shot. Like, that kid has got a blaster from the blue line.
Is anyone going to backcheck at any point to our third person that's wide open? Thank you.
Eventually. Maybe.
They all just skated so casually back. And I'm like, are y'all good? Like, you good, bruv? So here we go. We got 3-on-2, and this is very casual.
Like, who cares? No big deal.
Calvert.
Yeah, that was a lot of very casual skating. What the shit? What the fuck, son of a...
It's no biggie. We're fine.
Wiggy.
He took his chill pill today. That's what he did. He took his... Dude, Z's mouth guard makes him look like a rabbit, too.
Not as much as Tyson's makes him look like a chipmunk.
I think Tyson might just be a chipmunk that I just adore.
Just might.
Who's... I just might.
Yes. Never heard that
it's
before.
It's a secret. Don't tell anyone.
Yeah. Shh. Biggest secret in the history of the world. Not.
Biggest secret ever. What?
Oh, shocking. Toast lost.
Oh, shut up, Tyler Sagan. You're fine. You're fine, you bearded man. Shut up.
His mouth bothers me.
I almost called him a bearded bitch, and then I would have felt bad.
I mean.
Because I actually like him.
Ooh, thank you, Groovy.
All right, who are you? Ugh. Oh, Ian Cole, you're slow. I should have known it was a defenseman by how slow they were.
Some of them are fast.
Be feisty, though. I mean, Tyson's the fastest defenseman we have. And
is
he's
he really?
Not exactly.
No, he's not.
I think so.
Oh, good.
I think he is. Who's faster? Itty Bitty might be. Itty Bitty's quick.
Itty Bitty is very quick.
Ugh. That's because he teeny tiny. His center of gravity is lower.
But he has short legs, so that does hinder the experience.
Does it, though?
I mean, it is harder to get speed when you have shorter legs.
That's fair. But he doesn't have to squat down as far to get the power
That's
strides.
True.
Oh, what's he... No. You know what? Worthless Willie might be giving Nate a run for his money on turnovers today. I think that's number, like, 3.
He's having a lot. I am not thrilled with him. I say as if I've never said that before.
He's so nice. And when he plays well, he plays well. I appreciate his pigeon tendencies.
Yes.
Oh, that was cool. But it's like, eh.
Dude, can we actually do something like we actually give a shit? That'd be great. Pretend you care!
Oh, that was...
Oh, that was a nifty shot.
I really want Nemo to score a goal.
I mean,
like,
it.
I'd be over the moon if Nemo scored a goal.
It will be a dark day in the fish tank when that happens.
All we need to do is get the shrimp to stop eating the algae and we'll be fine.
Wow, that small child was very close to glass. That's a little terrifying.
So do you have, like, do you see the little projection that's on the glass behind the net? I mean, it's not up there now, but, like, when they show it, it's, like, the blue Avs versus whatever.
Oh, look, I haven't looked at it, so I haven't noticed it.
I only noticed it because, like, when we were at games, I was shocked it wasn't on the glass because I didn't realize it was an added-for-TV thing.
That's amazing.
Just, like, there it is. It's, like, Avs versus Knights.
No.
It's on the glass. Ah, oh, that's
I don't
weird.
Have it. Yes, but I also have an illegal stream, so.
I mean, fix or it didn't happen.
I mean, I can send you pictures of the game.
I mean, I'm chill, bruv. We cool. I don't need your illegal activity on my timeline. Thanks, though.
too late?
Your contraband? Goddamn. Oh, come on, Tyson. Start shit. Let's do it. Cross-check him again. He's like 5 inches taller than you. Let's go.
Oh, Tyson. That was really cute. Tyson trying to be feisty.
Isn't it adorable?
It's so fresh. Oh, you're right there, Kay.
Your stick broke.
Goodness.
Wah.
Ooh.
That was the weakest Z shot I've ever seen in my life. That was cute.
Aw, Z. Oh. It hit someone, to be fair. And right before that, okay. Tyson did break somebody's stick, so.
I know. I don't know whose it was. I think it was a Dallas
13
player.
13 on Dallas, yeah. I don't know who that is, though.
Ah!
Do a thing!
Ah!
Tyson! Tyson! Okay.
Someone's back-checking. It's fine. What you got for me, Guru?
It really scares the shit out of me when they go out of their net. I'm not gonna lie.
I mean, I at least trust Gru to not, you know, shit the bed.
Do you?
On most days. Most days. Most Fair. Days. I trust him a lot more once I found out that his head's not actually as small as I thought it was.
Well, right. I mean, goalie equipment. Get it! Fucking Calvert! Oh, no! Ghetto? Ghetto literally just got in the way of that goal. If Ghetto had not had his dumbass parked right where he was, we would have had that goal.
You know what else would have helped him have that goal? Not being naked noodles.
Yes, this is true.
Oh, come on. He was right. Oh, you're right in front of the net, bruv. Oh, it's Miko. I'm not shocked.
Damn it.
Disappointed, but not shocked.
Thing. That was weak. Boo.
I'm actually not disappointed with how we're playing right now. Oh, neat. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Come on, brass. Ah, fucking Miko, come on. I love you so much. Why do you do this to me? Come on.
How? Okay. You're way off sides there, Josie, but it's a nice try.
I will grant him that the Stars player did knock him over the blue line that time.
It makes me feel a lot better when I can just blame him.
What?
I like it better when I just get to blame Joseph for everything.
Typical, but I will give a little credit where it's due.
Why do you have to be the bigger person all the time? Just let me be petty.
I'm not stopping you from being petty. I'm just not joining you.
You're petty shaming me.
You're shaming yourself. I have no issues with this.
I feel real attacked right now.
You want some attack? Come at you, bro.
Gee.
That was a terrifying giggle you just made.
Oh my God.
I feel really bad for our production crew who has to go in here and clean all this up.
God bless them.
Mm-hmm.
I would offer to cook them something, but that's how houses get burned down.
That is very true. We don't.
Did I ever actually tell you this story of how I actually almost did burn down my friend's house?
I think so, but I think you should tell the story anyway.
That we were trying to cook something with oil, and she had like actual burners that like caught on fire.
Yes.
And I dumped the oil over it and like exploded.
Wow. Wow.
It wasn't on purpose, but there was like something underneath the bowl and I like pulled it and didn't, and then right over it went.
I really wish I was surprised.
And what's even funnier is it's not even the first time. Oh, Nate has 5 shots this period. Look at him.
I feel like you're getting further ahead.
Yeah, because every time there's a lag on your end, it slows you down.
Yes.
I like the random records that are being broken. Like, he just tied the record for most shots in a period. And I'm like, and who cares? Also said this year.
Okay.
Like, who cares? Like, I don't care.
It's very important.
I mean, it's
do
neat.
The thing! Fuck.
But I feel like that's like what you do when your kid's not quite performing up to par. You're like, oh, well, you know, he knows how to spell this word. And you're like, all right. Did he win the spelling bee? No, but he knows how to spell that word.
Spoiler alert, the word is that.
Yeah, that. I didn't specify the word. It could be any word you want it to. It could be bumblebee. It could be bumper car. Who knows?
It could be is. Can you tell me what the definition of is is?
Dude, I actually I kind of low-key want to look up what the actual definition of is is. Because I've never actually looked that up before.
I mean, now I kind of think you need to.
Oh, I'm going to.
You should wait for the next, you know, 24 seconds.
You think I don't have my phone out? Typing, not looking like the homie I am. That was a solid first period, though. Like,
I will grant this. Yeah. Honestly, we're playing much better than I expected us to. Which I really hate to say, but is kind of legit. Like, we have a tendency to have a really good game and then shit the bed.
Yes, like, super hard.
I'm really proud of Groovy so far. Hopefully he can keep it up, knock on wood.
The actual legit definition of is... is a third person singular present of B.
Perfect. Absolutely perfect. I am all about that.
I didn't actually ever think that was going to be a thing, but here we are.
Yep, here we are.
Making good life choices.
Yep.
It's Papa John's commercial. Oh, it's a pony!
I like
pizza. Oh, it's a Ford commercial. Damn. Where'd the horse go?
I
feel really betrayed right now.
I cannot answer that question.
Well, it started off with like a horse going into a trailer, and then it's like, it's truck month, I guess, apparently.
Who cares? It's always truck month.
Where's the horse, though, y'all? Where did he go?
To the away.
I don't want him to go to the away. I want him to come to the here.
Doesn't matter what you want. The horse wants to go to the away, so to the away it goes.
Jesus. These commercials are so cheesy.
Oh, fuck. I have to call Alamo.
Why? Did you? Oh, because...
Bailey decided not to go.
Yes, I do. Why?
Because she just wants something that's not scheduled time, which is totally cool. But...
I mean, movies are scheduled.
I want something that's not scheduled. The opposite of scheduled is not scheduled.
I mean, I get that, but movies by nature are scheduled. So what, is she just going to buy it on DVD and just hope for the best?
Yeah. Or just not go see it. Or she might go when Sarah and Jen go.
Is Jen not coming with us?
She is, but she wants to go see it again already. Mm. Or she said she would go see it again. So.
Fair enough.
Yeah. And I assume you're just buying me pizza when we get there. Or popcorn.
I'm in for popcorn.
The Panthers scored.
Does it 3-1
yeah.
now?
Yeah. But there's still like 15 Brilliant. Minutes in the third.
I don't know how like Arizona's doing. Because if I haven't had time to watch the Avs games, how am I going to have time to watch any other games?
I don't watch games. I just keep up on the scores.
Well then.
And like position, obviously. Standings. That's what that's called.
Oh my god, dude, this goalie for the... Okay, a thing just happened, and I'm in awe.
That helps.
So it was a ad for the lacrosse game on Saturday, and the goalie of the team that I'm assuming they're playing, I don't know if it's their current goalie or a new goalie, but he was huge, and his, like, uniform made him look huger. Like, he looked fat.
That's fantastic.
Like, wide and, oof, big. And then his legs were like normal size, so he looked like super disproportionate, and it was amazing.
I'm delighted by this.
That is spectacular. What are you gonna bitch about? What happened? What's good? What's good? What's good? What's good? Oh, that's a bummer. Oh, that sucks. Dude, Austin. Dude, the only thing I have to say to that is fuck Austin Matthews. No.
Didn't even touch it.
It did. It hit the back of his skate. It hit the heel of his skate. Like, are you kidding me? Oh, that frustrates me way more than it should.
That was sexy.
That was... Dude, he looks so poised and is chill. Like, what's good? Yeah.
That was real good, man.
This is number one. What we got? If it's Ovi, I'm pushing him off a bridge.
It might be.
Oh! Oh, no, but that was the best celebration ever! It's Kuznetsov, I think.
Hold on. I'm behind! Oh! Dude, he does that because his daughter likes it. So...
That's so cute.
People make fun of him for that celebration, but every time he... I saw something on Tumblr today. Every time he goes home and he hasn't done it, his daughter's like, why you no do the bird? And she's sad, so he has to make his daughter happy.
That's amazing. Hedman is filthy. Yeah. Jesus Christ. That was porn. It's fine.
I wish I could hockey like that.
Sell your soul to the devil, then you might be able to.
I tried that. Didn't work.
Oh, well, then you could get your money back.
I know. I tried.
That's not fair.
It didn't work.
I mean, I'll square up. I ain't scared of Satan. He's only like 30 feet tall. It's fine. I'll bring a ladder. I'll make myself intimidating.
I can appreciate this.
Apparently, Wendy's is on DoorDash.
That's fancy, I guess.
And Burger King.
I do like me some Wendy's.
And Cheesecake Factory.
I like cheesecake.
I like factories.
Of course you do.
It's a hedgehog! What is he doing?
I don't know. I can't see it.
I have no volume. I don't know. It's just like a lady in a flowery shirt talking to a killer hedgehog.
Wow. He... You good there, bro?
He's so cute. I have to take a picture. Oh, no. He just rolled on his back. Ah, he's so cute. It's a First Bank commercial for a mortgage. I don't know how that applies.
That's ridiculous. Also, I'm really upset that I'm going to have to leave before the third period.
What time do you have to go?
I have to leave before 8:30, like 8:30 at the absolute latest.
Is it at Stable or is it down here?
No, it's at Apex. So, if you want to come and hang in the box with me,
I mean,
do that thing.
I have pajamas on already. I've had pajamas on since I got back from the gym at like 3.
I wear pajamas to the rink 99% of the time.
But see, they're my penguin pajamas and they're... They're a little small, so they're not quite as long as I like them. My ankles are bare, okay? I'm feeling very scandalous.
Well, you can put another pair of pants on over top.
Who does that?
Me. Constantly.
I ain't got time for that. Is D-Wade married to Gabrielle Union? I guess I could Google this. He's a basketball player. You have to know who D-Wade is.
No. I know shit all about basketball.
But I feel like he's one of those people that everybody knows.
Nope. All I know about basketball is that they're the really tall people at the gala.
That's fair.
Yep.
How do you spell... okay, I'm just going to search D-Wade.
Wrong person to ask.
I don't know how to spell Dwayne.
D-W-A-Y-N-E.
This is D-W-Y-A-N-E.
That's wrong.
Don't you take it up with Dwayne Wade, bruv, okay?
Hey. Okay.
You go fight him on this.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. It's a lot of gingers on the screen right now. It's fine.
Yes. I also
Dude, he got some
tape up avalanche stuff above the equipment.
I mean, I would.
Yes.
Come on now.
Yes.
Only I would tape up like puppies. Be like, hey, it's a puppy in an Avs uniform. What's good?
Why do we not have a puppy yet? Like a team puppy?
I don't know. Like, didn't Dallas get the first one or something like that?
I have no idea who got the first one at this point, but it was fucking cute. I'm offended we don't have one.
Hmm.
That's not true. We have Kay.
He's not a puppy.
Yes, he is.
I know.
Who would you say is the puppy on the team? Miko.
He's a giraffe. He can't be the puppy.
He can be a multi-purpose animal.
I have to give it to Z because Z's very puppy-like. He's cute.
Yeah, okay.
And weird.
All right.
But he'd be like a weird puppy. Like, he'd be like the runt of a weird dog breed litter.
The
like,
runt?
Yes, because it's funny because he's so big.
Okay.
What's a weird dog?
There's a lot of weird dogs.
That you don't want to kick over a fence.
Anything larger than a loaf of bread?
That's fair. Okay. We'll mid-ground this here. You could be the runt of, like, a Great Dane litter.
Or Commodores. Those are big-ass dogs.
That's true. He could be a Burmese Mountain Dog, too. I feel like he'd be cute as a Burmese Mountain Dog.
Oh, my God. He would totally be an Avalanche Dog. That's perfect. There you go.
And so cute.
He is smaller than Bernie in his costume, so...
That's fair. But isn't Bernie, like, 10 feet tall also?
Yes.
Like, Bernie's tall.
Yes.
What the hell is this?
I don't know. I can't see anything.
It's group FaceTime on iPhone, but it was just a bunch of really bad Elvis impersonators.
That's disturbing.
Like, I don't know what they were doing. I'm assuming they were having a jam session, but... Who knows? The world may never know. And by world, I mean me, because... Mute. Well, at least... I don't know. Did Minnesota win today? So, theoretically, if Arizona loses today...
I think they have the tiebreaker.
We should be on a level playing field.
Right. They have the tiebreaker, though, so if they lose and we win, we're still below them.
What do they use as a tiebreaker?
Well, so, like, they have more wins than we do. So that's the first one. So they are 36, 31, and 6. We're 32, 29, and 12. Can you imagine what would have fucking happened if we could win a fucking overtime?
Yeah, we'd be in a whole lot different position than we are now.
Right?
Do you remember the days when you couldn't count on Florida to do anything except shit the bed? Oh, that was neat! That was so neat! Well done, Hoffman. Well done, sir. I will give you a cookie for that. Ooh. Oh, that was so good.
Oh.
Please tell me Smith is in net. Oh, no, it's not. Does Smith even play for Arizona anymore?
I don't know.
I hated that dude. He sucked.
Ugh,
such a whiny little...
That's a pretty goal.
That's how a power play is supposed to work.
Yep. Ooh.
Even though we're eighth in the league!
Did they challenge that?
I don't know.
It looks like it.
I'm assuming not, because it stuck. Didn't it? Didn't it count?
I don't know. I don't know if that might have been, like, an extra one. I would have challenged that. TBH? Although, as a person, you would have lost, so...
I didn't even see if there was, like, actual contact with the goalie or not.
Yeah, it's 4-1.
It looks like the goal stayed.
Yeah.
Holy shit, this is very weird. Ooh, that's neat.
What's weird? All I see is Peter and Mosier.
I didn't realize that the NHL, like, set up for the goals, for the scores changed. So, like, if you click on a game, it takes you to something weird.
What do you mean?
Like, I'm used to it taking you to the box score, and it takes you to the plays right away. Mine takes me to the plays, like, first off. I'm like, whoa.
That's super weird. This.
What is this? Where was the power play goal?
There was a shorthanded goal.
So the power play goal was the second goal.
The Panthers goal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are the only goals that matter.
Okay. You're not wrong. Hold on to it for 9 more minutes, Panthers. Come on.
In the race for the playoffs, the only thing matters.
Is not.
Is not. Yeah. Is not the Arizona goals.
Yes, Rust Bucket. Well done, Boo.
What is this? I'd like to win $100,000 playing NHL. What's good? Let's do it.
Did you see that I tagged you in that bubble hockey thing, by the way? That might have already happened.
Yeah, I did the thing. Yeah. I'm not lucky, though. I don't win anything. That's my mother. True. It's your mother.
That is very true. Mostly your mother. Oh, look, we lost a face-off. I'm surprised. Oh, fuck!
Shocking.
Thank you, Groovy.
That was neat.
Jesus. Come on, kiddo. Come on, kiddo! Oh, kiddo!
Oh, you are way far behind me. Jesus. Aye, aye, aye.
Did they just, like, shoot on us or something?
Yep. Yes.
Oh, yeah, I'm way behind. Shit.
What's the time on your clock?
19:10. At the next stop and play, we should sink.
Yeah, I'm 7 seconds behind. I'm 7 seconds ahead
Jesus.
Of you.
That's a lot in a hockey.
Finish it, worthless Willie!
Yeah.
Or don't.
It's a lot
Whatever.
Of difference, apparently. Fucking Willie.
I mean,
God damn it.
Come on, Chitlins. Let's do it. Let's get it. Let's go. Dude, if the first period's as short as the first one was, you should be able to stay for the whole game.
I don't think so, man. It's already 7:30. If you count the entire 20-minute intermission.
That's fair.
Like, without it, I'd be fine. But, you know, they gotta rest and shit.
Nah. Rest is for peasants.
I mean, peasants and beer league.
I don't even know if beer league rests. Like, I don't think I've ever actually met a beer league player that rests. They're just like, let's go. I just had a six pack. Let's go. And I'm like, what are you? Like, I have
so much more rest than I ever get in a rec game.
Like, I have a beer and all I want to do is take a nap. And they're out here, oh, let's go play six periods. I'm like, what is wrong with you? You just drank more beer today than I've drinking in the year. And you're gonna go play six. You're gonna go play six periods of hockey.
They did.
I think they might have.
Besides, doesn't matter. We have it. Toast. God. Talk toast.
Oh, someone Ooh. Did. Oh, come on! That was a Albert. Solid tabletop.
We'll play back. Albert.
That was a solid. That was a solid tabletop, though. I appreciated that. He's not thrilled about that interference. Yeah.
Yep. God damn it. Polo player. Matt
that was a good. That was a solid tabletop, though. Like I appreciated that.
That was Nemo's chance to score a goal too.
Someone should flick him in the nose.
Yes.
Like flick.
Yes, I concur.
Jesus, the dude that was right behind Bednar just now gave him like the stinkiest stink eye ever. Jesus. Like, <"Urgh." laughs> It's like, I'm sorry that you suck and don't sit behind the right bench. Oh no, our penalty kill is 27th in the league. Dude, but get this, our power play is 9 spaces better than Dallas's is.
How? I don't understand. Also, thank you, Gerby.
We've had the most power play opportunities,
really?
And Dallas has had the fewest power play opportunities.
Yeah, we were just the most penalized team in the league.
I mean, they're dude. Stop eyeing our coach, you weirdo.
Can you blame him?
Put it away. I mean, I plead the fifth on that one.
Gotta say, I like drunk coach though. He's funny.
Drunk coach is neat. Alrighty, Ankle. It's good. Dude, this camera angle though, it does make shots on net look a lot more intimidating.
Right?
Like, I feel like that shot probably wasn't that big of a deal. But it literally
so
looked like
so
right? I'm like, oh no.
Can you imagine being the goalie with that coming right at you though? Like, that's the goalie angle.
They're crazy.
Did you hear that, Sarah?
They're
I
crazy.
Have much more respect for you now.
Only when you don't lick people.
True. That is a respect killer.
It's a respect killer. It's a it's like a sanitation killer.
That too.
Dude, you freaked out when Savage Child accidentally, like, spit on you. I can't imagine what you would do if Sarah just deadass came up and licked you. Like, I feel like you'd have a heart attack and just die. Like, you would keel over and die.
Okay, but Savage Child spitting on me was disgusting and was all over my glasses.
It wasn't on purpose. I think he just gleeked on you. It's fine.
He did. He said Plus something very aggressively and it... But still... Doesn't mean to like it.
Dude, Groovy's so cool. He kind of looks like a gingerbread man with his helmet on.
Okay.
If you hallucinate with me, you'll see it too.
Haven't had enough beer for that. Can't have another one because I gotta drive soon, so... Upsetting. Frickin' Monty. I forgot.
His head's very shiny.
Ooh, Bailey's gonna be pissed. Devil's lost.
I mean, I wish I could say I cared.
Yep.
I've never been particularly fond. Oh my god! If that was Pigeon, that would have been a goal. I bet you anything. Oh, you should have shot that first time, you peasant.
I mean, thank you for not, but...
I know, that would have been a goal. Easy.
Well... Yeah, I'm just glad to see that so like, far Radulov's not having the same game that he had against us last time.
It's not Radulov, it's Badulov.
Oh, yeah, fuck, my bad. Shit.
That's how he is today, it's Badulov.
Can we keep that one? Please and thanks?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, that was neat. Absolutely. How you shot it out.
Come on, bunny. Let's do it. Come on, Cottontail, let's go.
Oh, pass better.
Oh, Miko! Okay, oh. Dude, Miko's takeaway percentage has to be high.
Hold on, I'll look.
Ow. Like, that man... Like, he's just... So, I don't know how he ends up with a lot of the pucks he ends up with, because I am shook.
39 takeaways to 35 giveaways. 1.1.
Okay, so that's not bad. That's pretty good, actually.
He has 8 takeaways and 7 giveaways.
That's like 5 times as much. Almost.
Who has 10 takeaways and 9 giveaways.
But we need to talk about that Miko's is much cooler because he's like 30. 30 plus takeaways.
Like, that's like 12.
That's impressive as all shit, though. Like, how many takeaways does Kiddo have?
God damn it. We had this conversation already.
That doesn't mean I remember a lot has happened today.
41.
Oh.
Oh, you want to know who has the most takeaways, though?
Yes.
Soda Butt.
I am not shocked.
Me neither.
Dude, he's sneaky. He's like, whoop, gotcha.
Sneaky little.
I bet. Okay. Low key, though, if he doesn't do that when he takes away from you, I'm going to be real pissed. Like, could you imagine Soda Butt going, whoop, got it?
That would be the best thing in the world. And also the most intimidating and devastating thing for the other team.
And he'll just straight face too, be like, whoop, got it. No humor. He'll just be like, oh,
whoop.
Get whoop.
Got it. Just mine.
Like
this. Mine.
Where'd it go? Oh, right. I have it. Jesus H. Christ in a handbasket.
Thank you, Jamie.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I'm having.
Thank you, Jamie Ben, for being in the wrong spot.
Wow. Wow. Fuck. What is happening?
Fuck.
What is happening?
Oh, thank God that's
I'm
out.
I am so stressed.
I know. Like this.
that was very stressful.
You made a lot of there.
That was a lot going on. I'm like a second ahead of you. I didn't know where you were. Oh, I will cut you.
Oh my god. Fuck. You okay, little
Come on, Z.
Woo. Get him, Z.
Oh, come on. Why'd you have to go down like that? You could have just let him have it. He's not going to shoot anyway.
Truth.
You just, you know, play it safe. Come on, Miko!
Miko.
Bullshit. Oh, come on. Oh. Dude. So, Kiddo scores these most retardedly good goals, right? Like, stupidly good. And then he has, like, a little dinky-do, like, you just touch it in goddamn shot. And misses it.
Okay, yep. Like, the goals that I blame. Can make, he can't make.
Oh, dude, I'm a square up with Jamie Ben. What's up? Let's do it.
I'm not sorry, Jen. I will too. Fuck you, Jamie Ben.
That's not even petty. That's just a dick move.
Yeah, that is 100% dick move. But really, with Jen, Miko, who would win in that battle? Jamie, Ben, or Miko?
I feel like Miko would awkwardly win.
Yes.
And that I bet you, like, Miko is well aware of petty Jamie, Ben being petty. And I bet you Miko is capable of being as petty, if not more petty.
Oh, no, I don't.
Like, I bet you.
I don't mean in the petty. I mean in this particular situation where Jamie, Ben, and Miko are squaring up like that.
I bet you Miko would just tackle him to the ice, sit on him, and then throw his stick away and just be like, throw it down the ice.
Okay. Still not what I'm talking about. For Jen. You know, our friend Jen.
Well, I want to.
Who's obsessed with.
I know who Jen is.
And also obsessed with Miko. Like, in this situation, who is she rooting for?
Oh, see, that's different. I did not who would win.
That's not what I asked. Because
I feel like it would be
mine.
You said who would win.
That was not what I asked. For Jen, who would win?
Oh, that's fair. I feel like, I don't know. She's a real big fan of Jamie Benn, though.
I know. But she's also a big fan of Miko.
I don't know. That'd be hard.
All right, we're going to phone a friend. Jennifer.
We're emotionally invested now. Jen.
That's why you're using our group message.
Shit.
So with Jamie, Ben, and Miko, who are you rooting for? Must know.
Did you clarify?
Look at Kay's face. There's nothing about
this. The side eye.
Also, Worthless Willie is zoning out too. Jeez.
Maybe it's like nap time, which I relate to on a spiritual level.
But there's 12 minutes left. 12 minutes and 18 seconds left in this period. Oh, now it's 2-4.
I know. Oof. What? It's 2-4. Mine said wait, what? Hey, load for all that is holy. Tell me nice things.
Empty net.
That's all right.
It's 4.
Because it was definitely 3 a second ago.
Yeah, 50 seconds left. Please do the things.
This is a very stressful 50 seconds in my world.
Yes, it is.
Especially since it's a clock that's not running.
Oh. The longer that clock doesn't run, the worse it gets. Oh, there it goes. Okay.
Oh, Miko's all fuzzy. That's weird.
Well, whatever was happening, it stopped. So, the Panther won. Thank you. Now, Avs. Watch, 14 seconds later, Dallas is going to score.
Why you got to say 14? Can't it be like 50? Let's give him at least a minute. I'd like a minute of peace.
Because I know how this works.
it's good. Come on, Nemo. You blub. Come on. What was that? Bless his heart. Dude, defensemen are the most awkward humans when it comes to offense. Like, it's spectacular. Like, I swear I can just see them when they have a breakaway, like, look shocked. Like, what do I do? Turnover again. Solid.
Toast.
Oh, neat. Good pass.
Damn, Ryan Graves.
Oh, come on. Oh, finish it, Toast. You suck. It. It's not even his fault he missed, but still.
Because I'm allowed to be.
Also, I want to point out that I am living for the fact that the dude that voices Bob on Bob's Burgers is now doing ads for Arby's.
That's hilarious.
And he's also Archer, but he's also one of my favorite humans. And I don't even like Arby's that much, but I'm considering eating at Arby's more because of
they have good fries.
They do have good fries. They have good something else that cheese sticks. I eat their cheese sticks a lot.
They have cheese sticks? Why do we not go there always?
They do. Because Sonic has cheese sticks too, and they also have yes.
There's a Sonic right by my house. Why have we never done this? I feel like we've had this conversation before.
Yes, and it's centered around pretzels. Yes. Because their pretzels are so good.
Here. Pretzels and cheese sticks.
Dude, I think it was on Sunday. I literally only left the house on Sunday to go get that stupid pineapple salsa.
Yes. Yes.
So here I am walking into King Supers in my pajamas and slippers, looking like a hot goddamn mess. And I'm like, what's good? And so I end up leaving with like literally half the store, and I almost did not get chips for said salsa.
That would have been the most you thing ever.
It was. I left with like kimchi ramen, I left with normal ramen, I left with spicy chicken ramen, and some soda.
Hold on.
The vanilla orange Coke is not terrible.
I don't like it.
Tastes like a creamsicle.
There's too much vanilla.
It tastes like a creamsicle.
Too much vanilla.
Yeah. It's very, it's creamsicle-y. Yeah. There's not enough orange.
If there was more orange,
I didn't try the, I didn't try the Coke Zero one, though. I tried the normal
Coke. I had the Coke Zero one. Too much vanilla.
Oh, so I bet that's even weirder.
Yeah.
Vanilla Coke Zero is just not quite right unless it's like the add your own vanilla one.
What? That's a thing?
Yeah. Like Sonic does it. They do like shots of vanilla instead of like the pre-added vanilla.
Shit.
Dude, I swear, am I like the Sonic goddamn like connoisseur up in here? Back check faster!
He's 8,000 feet tall. He can't go faster.
He caught up pretty quick. I'm impressed. Yeah.
He has long legs. That helps.
Yes, he does. Have I mentioned how much dump and chase hockey makes me mad?
It's terrible.
Ah, ah!
Get him,
neat! Oh, that's lame.
Ew.
Lame.
Boo, covering the puck. But also, yeah, I feel like we're not going to be able to watch the third.
Yeah, this period didn't go as fast as the last one did.
Last one went really fast.
Yeah, it did.
Like, ridiculous. So does every, fast. What?
Does every hockey team have, like, the token bald coach?
Yes. Although, yes.
We have one!
Oh, the pigeon.
Coo, coo. Coo, 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 coo.
I don't know what
and yet that homeboy has never, ever again dropped a breakaway pass ever. Wow, that was neat. See, like that made that a lot more exciting than it actually was. Yes. Like that was solidly just in his chest. Yes. He didn't even have to move.
Uh-huh.
But you're like, oh, look, it's a chance.
But also, Bishop is 9,000 feet tall and 60 feet wide, so.
True. His chest is probably the size of Vatican City.
Yes.
Oh, stare down by Jamie Benn. Don't be offended. Faster.
Tie.
That's another thing that Between the Pipes pointed out, that, like, Tyson, his shots always make it on net.
Yes.
Like, almost always make it on net.
What the fuck are you doing?
I'm like, and I always wonder how he does that. Like, is it just his thing, or what?
I don't know.
Oof.
Get him.
Oh.
Thank you.
Look what happens. Oh, it's Benny. What's good, Benny? I love Ben Lovejoy.
You love a lot of people. Oh,
he was on the Penguins. Of course I love Ben Lovejoy. He's so cute. He got hit in the face with the puck and his eye was all swollen shut. And he was so freaking precious. And they played the Winter Classic like a week later.
Oh, poor guy. Did Kane knock down a guy?
Probably.
I think he knocked him down by standing there.
So what? Okay, so what is Dallas's mascot? Because it kind of looks like a booger.
We'll go with that. I like that.
He does. He looks like a booger.
Booger back.
It's the right color and everything.
Fuck! Take it away from him.
Hey! Hey! Hey!
Woof! Why? Why?
I am
Jesus the Christ.
Fear. There is fear in my heart.
A lot of fear in all of the things.
I am the fear. Yes. I'll take it. Woof. Woof. Ee. Oh, yeah. Mood.
Very stressed.
I didn't sign up for this level of stress.
Yes, you did. You're a fucking Avs fan.
Dude, does a booger have a hockey stick coming out of his head? I think he does.
It sure looks like it. I think that it's supposed to be antenna. Antennae?
He could be an exhaust pipe.
Yes. Good defensing.
I am shocked.
That we defensed?
Yeah.
Or that I acknowledge that we defensed?
Yes. The answer is yes to everything.
Fair.
Did someone touch that before it went in? Neat.
Get it?
Jeez Louise. Jeez Louise.
Fuck, come on.
So I really like Broussard. Like, he's super smart, but he gets pushed off pucks really easily. Jesus Christ, Miko coming in hot. Oh my god.
That was really
so stressed. You're
I don't like that. Not like that at all. Not one bit.
That was a sigh of relief from Gru. He's like, oh.
That was a big sigh of relief.
Jeebus.
I can't believe we have to back to back Chicago.
Not until Saturday,
the home
right?
And home.
Oh, so like Saturday and Sunday?
No. Wait. Yes.
It has to be Saturday and Sunday. We're not going to play three games in a row. If that's three games in a row, bitch, I will riot.
I thought it was Thursday.
It's like, I will throw some fucking hands.
I thought it was Wednesday. Yes.
You had to watch me march my happy ass up to Bettman and slap him and be like, bitch, why'd you do this?
No. See, giant tools love me, so I just have to go have a reasonable conversation with him.
Well, okay. And if that fails, I'm going to throw some hands. We're the same height. We're on a level playing field. True. It's fine.
True. So we're totally playing the team that are a bunch of jackasses for our playoff game next week. And I told my entire team that it's not my fault if I flail at junk height.
As long as you're flailing, you're chill, yeah. Bro. I'm telling you, just be like, I can't skate good. I'm flailing.
Yeah. You.
But you had.
Oh, God. Thank you.
You can't say skate well, though. You have to say skate good because it really sets it home.
I don't skate good, guys.
I'm flailing. I'm flailing.
Oh, I'm sorry. Was that your junk? Might be.
I'm sorry. You shouldn't have gotten in the way of my flailing.
Did you not see that I was flailing over here? You are the
it's
best
not my fault,
in the history of the world. I think that you should have been able to avoid my flailing.
It's not my fault you caught these hands. What's up?
Not my fault you got these hands. I'm going to say that. I'm straight up going to say that. Okay, what's even worse? So one of our refs is Jake Bardo, who used to play for the Eagles. I'm going to straight up say that to him. Not my fault, like I got my hands. He's going to be like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Oh, my God.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God. Plausible deniability, man.
Mardo knows that I can't skate good. And I have talked up the fact that I can't skate good to him. So we're in good standing.
The flailing is new. I'm just really stressed, Bardo.
It's playoffs, man. I'm just so stressed. He came at me.
I have every stress. Every stress ever. It's in my hands. And I just slap and he caught him. And now it's his stress. Oh! Come on!
Fuck. Why can't we do
Jesus.
Things?
We do. We're eighth in the league. Apparently. We do good things. That's the thing. Like, I'm starting to wonder if I just missed all of these power play goals.
Were all of them in the first month of the season?
Like, where was I?
Stop doing this play.
They did something neat for like a couple of them where they like had two people back and it was like a drop pass and then a pass laterally and then a pass back laterally and then into the zone. That wasn't horrible.
Yeah, except now we are giving them like 15 seconds of shorthanded in our zone.
I mean,
longer than that. Fucked up.
Shocking plot twist.
Wow.
At least Bunny got it out quick. Like, Bunny passed that real quick.
Damn it, Worthless Willie.
Who else would you want on the power play? Literally anyone else. Actual conversations with Coach, yep. Here we are. Yep.
Did not respond well to that comment. Also, Z just got decked with the puck on the bench. Poor Z.
Whoops.
I love the what the fuck hands, though. Like, what the fuck, guys? You shoot puck at me? Eye on bench.
Be careful. They're going to catch those hands.
Yes.
Do Dude, the stupid meme. Okay, so like I love people that make memes out of like classical art because they're so ungodly funny. Because Old English is a lost art and it's really something that needs to be brought back. So there's a nun on a porch with her arms out and it says runneth up, bitch. And there's a chick standing at the bottom of the stairs looking up at her and the bottom says thou doth not want these hands.
Perfection.
And I swear to God, I want that to be my life.
It pretty much is your life.
Like, you doth not want these hands, no. Queen.
All right, I need to put you on pause for a second because I got a piece.
It's commercial break. Live your best life.
Except I have to find the recording so that I can push mute. I really hope you just kept talking.
I didn't. screenshotting the Avs.
Yes.
Snapchat story. Or, God damn it. I am screenshotting the Avs Instagram story and I'm sending you a picture that is important.
How important is it? Like,
look at it's it right very meow. Important.
Well, I can't look at it right now. You haven't sent it yet.
It's important. It's actually important. It's pretty funny.
Come on, guys.
Hi, kitten.
Jax is making a guest appearance. I opened the door. Oh, look at that. Yep. Kay is looking at Bunny like he's a tasty snack.
A snack with three C's.
Are you sure it's only three? I feel like that's at least a six C look.
At least a six C look. Oh, no. We can't. Oh, no.
Good.
And then there's Toast in the background. You just
yep.
And then Gerard. Oh, dude, Gerard looks like he's about to sneeze.
Super he hard. Just woke up. Like, oh, come on, guys.
Bunny's pants are pretty spectacular.
I mean, they're shiny.
That coat is everything.
Get it! God damn it! Why can't you get the puck when I need you to get the puck? Rude.
It is rude. So rude. Dude, what did they do with those rainbow sticks? Science needs to know.
I have no idea. Literally nothing.
I need to know. I need to know. Who's just one ask to find out?
No idea.
Wow! Wow! Bunny just shot that. I'm so proud.
Jesus Christ. That doesn't happen.
Aw. He's all fuzzy. God bless. He's so cute. I love when they're fuzzy.
Yes, you do. I can attest to this.
Dude, 10 out of 10 want us to make the playoffs. Yes!
Yes!
happy fucking birthday!
Thank you, Lord!
I'm so stressed.
Happy birthday, Condor. EJ, I don't give a fuck what you call him. You did a good thing. Now fuck it up!
Where does Condor come from? Oh, I was like, where the fuck did that come from? Like, he doesn't look like a bird. I
mean, slightly. That was a nice shot.
That was spectacular.
Was a shot. That was a real good pass by Eddie Whoop! Too. That was perfectly timed.
Oh, yes. That's neat.
Yeah.
That's right. You be shamed, Ben yes. Bishop. Be shamed.
Shame.
Shame. The shame. We need a shame bill. That's what we delightful. Actually need.
So delightful.
Happy birthday, Willie. You're so special.
Did you call him Willie? Did you just say happy birthday, Willie? I'm 90% sure you just said happy birthday, Willie.
Oops. Well, happy birthday, Willie. It's not your birthday, yep. But happy birthday.
Happy birthday, have a point.
Sorry, EJ. There it is. EJ's on my screen now. To be fair, I was looking at the scoring summary and Wilson got an assist and I was surprised. Fair. So, the power of suggestion.
Oh, that shot. Yes.
Oh, that's throwing the needle right, too. Right.
That's even better.
Dude, he almost did... He almost did the oh, that was cute.
Good job,
Andy. He almost did the Ian Cole squat, yes. Like as a celebration. Yes. It was neat. I can't believe, how does he do that? I'm still shook.
How does he do? Oh, the squat?
Jesus, oh, Miko!
That was like gymnastics.
Falling level, Miko.
That is not wrong. Miko's wrong at falling.
Dude, the longer he's around, the more I want to just, like, right. be him. Like, I want to achieve that level of awkward and just not
you
care.
Slash. You've already achieved it. Just gotta work on not caring.
I mean, oh, Jay. Could it be? Oh, you suck. Lame.
But I also appreciate that the Stars player just shot directly at the ref.
I mean, why not? Clearly that goal needed to be called back for something.
Yep.
Like, oh, sorry, I was sneezing. You can't score on me when I sneeze. Oh, it's toast. I don't know why I'm excited.
Because every now and then toast is refreshing. But usually only when you're already nauseous.
He's been playing well recently. Like, he's been playing better than normal recently.
Miko.
Jesus
Miko,
Christ!
Can you please stay on your feet?
Why y'all gotta toss homeboy like that?
Toss a homeboy.
He's just a little giraffe. He can't help
Even
himself.
Jax is upset.
He's just weird. It's not his fault.
The cat is upset that Miko got tossed.
I mean, as he should
also, the
be.
The cat is not upset that Toast just got hit. Apparently.
He's probably unbothered. He probably just walks out of the room. He's like, bye, I'm gonna go poop now.
He did walk out of the room when that happened, actually.
I know my nephew. It's fine.
Oh, dear. Oh, there's only 20 seconds left. Look at that.
Oh, no.
Do the thing. Get him. Smashed.
I mean, offsides is the thing.
You're funny.
Oh.
Yes, it is.
There he is over.
Oof.
Okay, bye.
Well, that was thrilling.
Wow. His little toothless smile makes me so happy. He's so cute. Him and Staz, if you put them together with no teeth in and they just smile, I'd like fall off a bridge.
Why are you on a bridge? This is a very important question.
I don't know. I mean, have you ever accidentally just ended up on a bridge?
I have.
No? Just me? Cool. Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Let's do it. Oh, they're so happy.
All right.
Cool. Oh, they're so happy. Bitch, I see you.
Yeah. All right.
Cool. Let's do it. Oh, they're so happy.
Yeah.
Oh, they're so happy. Bitch, I see you.